is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk with Jesse McCartney, singer-songwriter, coming right up. But first, we want to talk about Sony. Now they're saying that Iran, China, or Russia may have been involved in the Sony email hack. Sources say the investigation into the hacking found evidence that North Korea isn't the only one responsible. They say there's strong evidence Iran, China, or Russia played a part. Meanwhile, the movie that was canceled, The Interview, the screenwriter has shared a few details from the original screenplay that may have upset the leader of North Korea. One thing that Kim Jong-un may have objected to in The Interview movie may have been a scene in which he's shirtless in bed with James Franco's character and a group of women. The scene takes place after a night of hard partying, and the original screenplay had the dictator and Franco's character crying together and sharing their love of puppies and singer Katy Perry earlier in the movie. George Clooney discussed the recent scandal surrounding Sony hacking and pulling The Interview from theaters. During an interview with Deadline, Clooney explains why the studio decided to scrap the Seth Rogen, James Franco flick, while also discussing the lack of support from others in the industry. Clooney said, "Here we're talking about an actual country deciding what content we're going to have. You have someone threaten to blow up buildings and all of a sudden everybody has to bow down?" George Clooney went on to say, "This is just a silly comedy, but the truth is, what it now says about us is a whole lot. We have a responsibility to stand up against this. That's not just Sony, but all of us, including my good friends in the press who have the responsibility to be asking themselves, what was the important story to be covering here? The hacking is terrible because of the damage they did to all those people, their medical records, that's a horrible thing, their social security numbers, then to turn around and threaten to blow people up and kill them, and just by the threat alone we change what we're doing for a living, that's the actual definition of terrorism." Now let's talk music with 27-year-old Jesse McCartney. He's a singer, songwriter, actor, best known for his hits Beautiful Soul and Bleeding Love, which he wrote for Leona Lewis. I first met him as a teenager over a decade ago.
Right on, man. How's things?
You and your dad came in the studio.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So how you been?
I've been well. I've been really well. It's been a long year. I've been just working and writing music, playing music, and doing what I love.
And you've been so successful at it at such a young age. How do you continue that momentum?
You know, I'm sort of the face of like a crazy operation, but I have an amazing team behind me. And I think just working with a lot of talented people over the years has brought out sort of the best in me. And, you know, you can't do it by yourself. You know, it takes an army.
Well, I saw your father before and I recognized him from like 14 years ago or something when he came to the studio with you as a little kid.
Yeah.
And he's still involved with your day to day, huh?
Well, no, my dad actually, it's funny that you got to see him. My dad never gets to come to these things. He's just my dad, and he lives very close by, and so he came to the show with his family. And so it's nice to see him, but I live on the West Coast, and he lives out here, so I don't get to see him very much at all, but it's always good to see him.
And I remember talking to you about Ardsley and growing up there and all the various haunts in the area, so you're fairly close to that tonight. Do you get a chance to go back to that area at all?
I do from time to time. You know, I wish I could check in a little bit more. A lot of my friends now are growing up, and they're all living in Manhattan in the city, as a lot of guys in their late 20s do. So I go to the city quite a bit to see my friends, but once in a while I'll pop into my old high school and go say hi to some, you know, some staff, some teachers, and kind of surprise them and go talk to the teachers that I really annoyed, you know, over my four-year high school career and try to make amends.
Well, you did it in 4 years, huh?
Yeah, exactly, right.
And the thing I wanted to ask you, you were one of the first people to work with Ryan Tedder when you wrote Bleeding Love.
Yeah.
Now it seems like he has every other song is written by him and somebody or him by himself.
Yeah, yeah.
What was that experience like for you?
Ryan's a great guy. He's a great guy. He's a great writer. You know, obviously, I remember when we first started working together, he was like, "Dude, I just started a band, and it's called One Republic, and we're going to do this song with Timbaland." He played me the song. He's like, "You're the first person I've ever played this song for." And it was Apologize. And the rest was history.
For 2015, what are your plans?
So for 2015, I'm going back to Young and Hungry, an ABC Family show that I started last year, to play the role of Cooper Finley with Emily Osment and Jonathan Sadowski. And it was a show I did last year. It was a ton of fun. They invited me back for the second season. So three, four months of the year, I'm going to be working on the show in LA, and then hopefully get back on tour with the album maybe late spring, early summer.
Well, we wish you the very best. We hope you have a happy holiday.
You too, man. Merry Christmas.
With Jesse McCartney, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Julie is the president of a campus church group. At Christmas time, she tried to reserve the student union to conduct a service for students who couldn't go home for the holidays. But the school refused her reservation. They said that a state university has to maintain a separation of church and state. Is this true? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Julie's school was wrong. A state university can allow church groups to meet on its premises as long as it treats all church groups equally. It can't allow one group to meet but refuse another. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This gritty left winger was a fan favorite both with the Edmonton Oilers and the New York Rangers. He's a two-time Stanley Cup champion, and in 1994, he broke the Rangers club record for most goals in a season.
He scores! Adam Graves! Now the celebration begins! 51 goals for Adam Graves!
So where is Adam Graves now? Gravy announced his retirement in 2004, but has stayed involved in the game of hockey, serving as an instructor at the New York Rangers Youth Hockey Camp. In 2009, the Rangers honored Adam by retiring his number 9 jersey to the rafters of Madison Square Garden. Today, he works as the Rangers' Director of Hockey and Business Operations.
These guys are just getting into their primes. I think it's really going to help this group moving forward.
From the ice to the office, it's all gravy for the Rangers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.